I'm pleased to present to the TPRB my report on the recent trade and trade-related developments associated with the financial and economic crisis. Let me spend a few minutes introducing the report and describing where we would welcome further guidance from the TPRB so that we can continue to address the concerns and support the need of WTO members in this exercise. I believe that this is an important initiative in the TPRB. It reflects the responsibility of the WTO to play an active and constructive role in helping to manage the current very difficult global economic situation and to promote an early end to the recession and to the restoration of a strong, sustainable growth in world trade. The speed with which the situation deteriorated since the financial crisis in September last year has meant that there has been very little time to carry out the extensive consultations with members that typically precede an initiative of this kind in the WTO. We are all having to feel our way as we go. Just as the chair, I also took note of the concerns that some of you expressed in the General Council last week about the mandate and the purpose of this monitoring exercise. Let me reassure you that the seeds of this initiative were not sown in Davos nor in the G20. This is a homegrown initiative that started in the WTO and that I believe should continue in the WTO as long as the global economic situation justifies it. Last October, I established a task force in the Secretariat to advise me on the trade implications of the financial crisis. Several members suggested to me at the time that this was an exercise of broad and general interest to WTO members and encouraged me to share the task force results. You may recall proposals made at the heads of delegation meeting on the 12th of November, for example, by Ambassador Hisham Badr of Egypt, on behalf of the ARA group, that I report in writing on the work of the Secretariat Task Force and that there be a discussion among members on the trade impact of the global financial crisis. Those proposals were supported by other members from developed and developing countries, and I made a statement about this at the 17th of December TNC, and we discussed it at the 18th of December General Council. So, this meeting today is the follow-up to these discussions. This must be a member-driven initiative if it is to be successful. It needs to be carried out by and for the benefit of the whole membership, or the G153, as Ambassador Navarro of Bolivia said last week. I do not believe that there can be any doubt that the WTO membership has a responsibility to monitor policy developments that are having an impact on international trade and on the multilateral trading system, nor that all WTO members have a strong interest in doing so. Switching on the radar to provide ourselves with as much information and intelligence as possible about trade-related policy development around the world is crucial in current economic circumstances where trade growth has already stalled globally. The fragile economic prospects of every WTO member have become especially vulnerable to the introduction of any new measure that closes off market access or distorts competition. And it is particularly the case for developing countries because economic growth is so heavily trade dependent for many of them. At the same time, it is also important to examine measures taken by members to boost trade, and we also have some of that. The seriousness of the global economic situation demands that we make a collective import to improve the prospects for an early recovery. Completing the DDA is by far our most important contribution in that respect. In the meantime, we can profitably regularize trade and trade-related developments and use the multiple consultations provisions available to us in the WTO, informal as well as formal, to shape a collective response to challenges as they arise. For example, correcting shortages of trade finance and help to make sure that our markets remain open for business and our trade policies are applied transparently. So my report is intended to be a contribution to that exercise, but let me stress that it must be viewed as a work in progress. I welcome your views today on how it can be improved. To be useful, monitoring of this kind needs to be carried out regularly, and it needs to be based on accurate information that is as comprehensive as possible. Putting together this first report proved clearly that the Secretariat is not in a position at present to guarantee either the accuracy or the completeness of the information we are looking for, as long as it has to rely on ad hoc and publicly available sources from which to gather this information. There has to be much greater involvement of members in providing that information. I have received very helpful comments from Korea, for instance, correcting the information contained in my report about recent changes in Korea's trade and trade-related policies. Ambassador Montano of Ecuador has also provided additional valuable information about his country's changes in trade policies in his statement at the General Council last week, including the fact that trade opening measures have also been taken recently. So this information will allow me to make a start on improving the quality of this report, but we shall need the involvement of all WTO members in this exercise if we are to support a transparency process that is truly objective and comprehensive. We have instruments in the WTO already in the form of multiple notification and transparency provisions that would allow us to gather a great deal more information about current policy developments if members were to apply them in the spirit in which they were intended to be used. And I shall be happy to provide members with a short summary of those provisions if this is felt helpful. I also believe it might be good considering involving acceding countries in this exercise, of course, on the condition that they show willingness to share information with the memberships on their recent trade and trade policy related changes. For the time being, this report is a restricted document, and I would suggest that we leave it that way until members feel more comfortable with its content. Finally, Mr. Chairman, let me repeat the conclusion that I've drawn in my report, that up to 26 January 2009, date when I issued the report, members had managed to contain isolationist pressures, and that there was only limited evidence of increasing in trade restricting or trade distorting measures that have been taken in the context of the financial and economic crisis. I must say, however, and what's happened since the 26th of January has proved it, that we are still at only an early stage in the policy response around the world to this economic recession, and I believe that we all must remain extremely vigilant. That concludes my initial remarks, Mr. Chairman.